Hi, thank you so much for downloading this episode of Newscast. I'm Beth, one of the journalists at Manx Radio, and now we're talking neurodiversity because it is Neurodiversity Celebration Week as we're talking. It starts on March the 18th, and our interviewee has a great way of describing it. She says neurodiversity can be a huge superpower. Miriam Heppel is Manx Care's Interim Director of People, and she's been telling me more about how Manx Care is going to celebrate this week.
Neurodiversity Celebration Week is all around trying to celebrate the differences that people who have neurodiverse or cognitive differences in terms of the way that they think and how they can be celebrated. So that's the whole point behind it. We are now in a position where we believe, best estimates are between 15 and 20% of the population will have a diagnosable neurodiverse condition. So there are a number of conditions that come under the neurodiverse umbrella. So they include ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, and all of the autistic spectrum disorders within that. There are others such as dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia, Tourette's syndrome, numerous different neurodiverse conditions that are diagnosable under that umbrella. There are also a number of people who potentially wouldn't meet the diagnostic criteria for a diagnosable neurodiversity, but display neurodiverse traits, because there are a lot of traits that are in common between the different conditions. All of those traits can be significantly impactful on the individual, but they can also be a huge superpower, is often how it's referred to, where we have real strengths in a particular area, we will be in a position where if we are able to make adjustments for those people around some of those areas where they might have more difficulty, those superpowers help contribute both to the service of the organisation of Manx Care, but also to the public and across the piece.
So what sort of things are going to be happening this week then, Miriam?
One of the first things we're doing, and just to clarify, Beth, we're acutely aware that Manx Care as an organisation is very much in its infancy in relation to how we manage neurodiverse conditions, both from a patient point of view, but also from the perspective of supporting our staff. I myself have three diagnosable neurodiverse conditions, so I'm kind of living proof, if you like, that with the right support, which I do get from Manx Care, I'm able to function really well as a director. What we're wanting to do is to look across our workforce and ask for any members of our staff who have a story, either positive or negative, in terms of how their neurodiversity has affected them in the workplace, that we can tell those stories and share those stories and celebrate where people have done things really well, but also support people where things have maybe not been so good. As I say, we're very much at the start of this journey. So we really want to hear from our staff to say, how can we do things better? The other element of this is that there'll be celebrations going on all over the world in relation to this week. So there will be a number of resources available, and we will be publishing the links to those resources, where we can hear stories, we can ask for specific professional resources to support and to give people information and education. So at this point in the journey, what we're really doing is looking to fully understand where our gaps are and to educate ourselves and our workforce in the best way to support them.
And how significant that you yourself have got a personal story to tell as well.
Well, I think so. But what I don't want to do is to turn this to be anything that's just all about me. I think that for me, it's a real balance between role modelling and being prepared to put myself out there in terms of my neurodiverse vulnerabilities, whilst at the same time sort of showing, because I hold such a senior position, that with the right support, it is possible. But yes, I have got lots of personal experiences of how my neurodiversity has affected me in hugely positive ways, but also in significant negative ways when the support hasn't been available. And I've only been with Manx Care since November last year, and I have to say the support that I've received on a personal and professional level has been superb. So I want to share that learning as well.
And to what extent would you say that this week is about reframing the expectations and the beliefs and the understanding of what neurodiversity means?
It's absolutely that, because quite often when you talk about neurodiversity, people will make remarks such as, well, we're all a little bit like that, aren't we? We're all on the spectrum, or we're all a little bit ADHD, or we're all a little bit OCD. And what that illustrates is how people can understand the trait, but not necessarily understand the significant impact it can have if those traits are really strong in you. So I think the reframing of that to say, if you are prepared to make those adjustments and support people and to hear people's individual needs, because they'll all be very different, actually what you get back in terms of contribution to the community and to the organization is hugely significant and can really move things on in terms of positive change. And I think it's also significant to recognize that some of those huge figures in history that have really pushed on the human race in terms of our understanding and our thinking of the world have been neurodiverse themselves. That includes people like Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Bill Gates. These people are all clinically diagnosable. Through research, it's been demonstrated that they are all clinically diagnosable as having some sort of neurodiverse condition. And those people, when they're given the right kind of platform, will be able to do things that may change the world. Not always. Little changes sometimes are just as important, but that reframing and that perspective so that people can really fully understand the benefits as well as the support needs of those with neurodiversity. I think that's hugely significant and really, really important. And we're very passionate about that in Manx Care in terms of moving that agenda on.
Now, Miriam, you mentioned that you will be publishing links this week where people can find more support for people who have a neurodiverse condition themselves, or perhaps for employers who are listening and would like to support their colleagues as best they can. Where would you say would be the best place to go to for extra information?
There is a wonderful organisation that have a number of free resources, and their name is Genius Within, and their website is geniuswithin.com. It's not a difficult thing to remember. And the resources on there, many of which are free, can help individuals and can also help employers. And they have a number of resources as well that you can, with the right funding, pay for to enable people to have formal assessments, etc. So that is a really, really good resource. There are a number of others. And actually, just going through Google, ADHD 360 is another organization that provides an awful lot of free resources as well as support for those with neurodiverse conditions. I think the other aspect of that is that we within Manx Care are looking to form staff networks and an equality and inclusion forum, and neurodiversity is going to be a key stream of that work. We are working very closely with government to actually look for how we in Manx Care can develop our own employee resources to share that learning and role model how we do business.
Miriam, it's been brilliant talking to you. Thank you so much for all of that information. I love how
You're welcome.
Described it as a superpower earlier, so maybe time to go and get your cape on, eh?
My Wonder Woman suit, but keep that between us.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.